You're a freak with a microphone.
Hey, it's the Morning News Express, 8:11 at WFMD, and we are on Facebook Live, too, and in the studio is Caressa Flannery.
Yes.
How are you, dear?
I'm doing well.
Yeah? And you're so excited about being on Facebook Live.
I'm not really excited, but like I said, I'm glad I showered.
You won't. Yeah, so am I. So am I.
I know.
Obviously, you are very active in the community with a lot of things that you do. And one of the things that you have started, and I think this is your second anniversary of the...
Our second annual.
The Do Gooder Awards, which makes all English teachers out there cringe.
I know. We love that part, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the Do Gooder Awards. How did it get its start, and what we're doing with
it? Well, the event itself started several years ago. It was a brainchild of mine where I just, you know, I felt like there's so many people around us that are doing really good things in the community, mm-hmm. yourself included. And, you know, sometimes recognizing people is a good thing. It's good therapy for people. It makes them continue to do good things, and it also helps to build character and helps them to be satisfied with their life and so forth. And a lot of this stems from mental health. You know, I was looking for reasons and ways for my son who battled addiction to, you know, find happiness again, mm-hmm. and turn towards happy things in his right. life versus drugs. And, you know, obviously.
Which gives false happiness.
Absolutely.
Really does.
Yeah, it's that
right.
euphoria that right. is brought about by some of these opiate drugs that, you know, many people are dealing with right now. And, you know, doing good is actually, it's just good therapy for mm-hmm. anybody.
Absolutely.
Getting around other people, putting the focus on other people is so worthwhile for our mental health. That is really kind of where this all stemmed from. And then, you know, I ran it by a couple of mentors, and they thought it was an absolutely great idea. And it just, you know, I wanted to culminate some of these other awards things that are out there into one thing. And I came up with the name actually through a sad occurrence. One of my sorority sisters was murdered, and I went to her funeral, and I found out that she... You know, my sorority, Delta Gamma, our motto is do good. And she exemplified that. And I found that out when I went to the funeral that, you know, because I had lost touch with her. I hadn't, we weren't close when we were in college, but I didn't realize all the wonderful things that she had done with her life. And, I, you know, I felt like, you know, I've done, you know, some good things in my life, too. So I felt like, wow, we really exemplified this motto that we have for our sorority, do good. And that's kind of how I came up with the name Do Gooder Awards. It was sort of like an epiphany, I guess we'll call it. And that's really how it started. And then, you know, life took a little turn for me personally, so I couldn't start it right away. But it was something that was definitely in the works for a few years. And what we're doing is we're recognizing individuals in our community, in the Frederick community, that are doing good things. For others and also for organizations, you know, charitable organizations. There are many people who serve our community and, you know, have for many years and do wonderful things for a lot of the nonprofits that we have. And we need more people like that.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. So let's get to the awards and what you're looking for people,
yes.
right?
Yes. Well, our nominations close next week on August 25th. So we are looking for nominees. We do have a number of them pouring in, but we are looking for nominees. Mm-hmm. And we have 8 different categories. Got my little cheat sheet here, of course. But we are looking for
nobody sees that.
You know,
you made everybody aware that you have a cheat sheet.
Well,
now, read it.
I'm not going to read it.
Yeah. Why is it that you're not going to read it? Because you don't want anybody on Facebook Live to know that you need reading glasses.
I know.
We all
have
them.
You mean?
We all have them right there.
Yeah,
hang on
a second. Well, they match.
I'll put them on.
Match my outfit.
There we go. Look, I'm putting mine. Now, when you see this, when you go back and replay it, there you go.
Okay, I know.
You look fine.
I can't help it. I'm getting older and I can't really see.
It is what it is.
So, anyway, we are looking for a youth do-gooder, okay? And this would be an individual, a young person.
Like myself.
Absolutely. 18 and younger.
Yeah, like
that resides in Frederick County that is doing doing great things, you know, might have started a program, something along those lines. So we're looking for that. We're also looking for someone in the education category. That could be a wonderful teacher out there. It could be a coach, mentor, any kind of capacity where they're teaching others and educating others. Military, this could be a veteran or retired military or active military. So anybody who's doing, you know, some good things in the community or helping others on a regular basis, that would be great to have, a nominee for that. And a business do-gooder. Business do-gooders are basically individuals who utilize their business to help other organizations and individuals. And public service, that would fall under, the police, fire and rescue, perhaps politicians, people who are in the public service sector in their employment and basically doing things outside of that that are good in the community. We also have a second chance do-gooder category, and that is for someone who has dealt with crisis or, the case of my son, addiction or trauma of some sort and has turned their life around and has come back and they're doing good things in the community. We also have an all-star do-gooder, which is somebody who's really kind of spreading themselves around, doing great things for lots of different entities. And then this year we added the unsung hero do-gooder. And this is somebody who is behind the scenes that is doing great things, mm-hmm. but you don't really see them out in the limelight so much. So those are the categories, and the nominations are due next week on August 25th. And we have the event coming up on October 13th. So we are going to honor them then. And it's a Friday night now. We moved it to a Friday. And we have Fuzzy Match, awesome local band that will be playing. And Jason Keckler, who was our last year public service do-gooder recipient. And he's a retired Frederick City police officer. He was a lieutenant with the police force. Mm-hmm. He's going to be our keynote speaker. So we're really excited that he was gracious enough to accept, and we're looking forward to hearing from him.
All right.
Tickets go on sale September 1st.
All right. So if somebody wants to nominate somebody, what's the website? I'm sure you have one.
Yes, dogooderawards.com. So it's dogooder, and then awards.com. Dogooderawards.com.
You should have had, Dudley, Dudley Do Right at dogooderawards.com. I mean, that's just...
No.
Okay. It's a great event. Tickets for the event are how much?
They're $50 per person, and we do have tables that we're selling that are $400.
All right, there you go. Carissa, anybody leave anything else out? I mean, you took over for 7 minutes without taking a breath.
I know I did. Well, I figured I'd try to spit it all out, so we get all the information.
And if you're watching her on Facebook, I don't think she washed her hair today or anything like that.
Stop.
I know. I'm only kidding. All right, there you go. Do-gooder awards, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that coming up, and leave that cheat sheet with me.
We're looking for sponsors, too.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. 819 at Free Talk 930 WFMD.